Parak Zion, Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned that what happens if your amount, your shear of the food which is necessary for the Shitufim Avos or the Erev Chatzeros was Nismayit, it went down, right, or people were eating from it. So what do you do to add to it to make it sufficient? And now we're going to discuss what is the shear to begin with. So let's begin. Mishnah Ches. Kamahu Shiurai. What is the shear, what is the amount of food which is required to make a Shitufim Mavaos, to make a sheet of a partnership of the alleyways to carry, or Vechen Erev Chatzerot, to make a Erev for all the choirs to carry? What is this shear? What's the amount? So it depends. Bizman Shehin Merubin, if the people that are Mishtatef, either in the Erev or in the Chatzer, there's a lot of them, the Gemara explains what's a lot, 18 people or more. So then, mazon shtei seudos lekulam. It's enough food, food enough for two seudos, two meals. It would suffice for everybody. They say over here, meniach b'shvil kulam, place for everybody, food enough for either the shituf for the mavoi or an eruv for the chatzer, enough for two seudos, which is the amount of 18 dried figs, which is equal to 6 average size eggs. So that's the amount enough for two meals. And even if they say over here, if it was 1,000 people, the Kahati explains, is enough to have an amount for two meals. Because an amount of food for two meals is considered a davar chashuv, it's a significant amount, and it passes for everybody. So that would be the amount they set aside, either for the Erev or the Shituf. But there's manchin muat, and if there's not a lot of people there, which means less than 18 people, then kigogaris, the size is enough, the size is like a dried fig, the hotzah shabbat, for the hotzah shabbos, for carrying a shabbos. We had learned, in the previous Masech, the Masech Shabbos, that what is the shear? What is the amount to make one liable, to make one chayav for carrying a shabbos without the proper eruv? The shear is kigogaris, the amount of a dried fig, and that's regarding food, right? Every different entity, food, clothing, have different shiurim. So for food, the shiur was like a garus, a dried fig. So therefore, also over here, the shiur to make the Erev happen, or make the shituf happen, when you're dealing with less than 18 people, is the shiur of a garus. But not just one garus, it's a garus, they call echad ve'echad, a garus for each and every person. So if you had 17 people, right, less than 18, then you'd have to have enough food for 17 gogarises. Okay? So this is the shear, depending on how many people you have, for an Erev, Chaserot, or for a Shituf Maboy. Mishnah Tes. Amar Rav Yossi, so says Rav Yossi, but Med Devar Marmurim, when are these words said? Shetzarech le'Erev Chaseros, that you need for an Erev Chaseros, the same shear like a Shituf Mavos, which is a shear of a gogaris, a dried fig for each person, when you're dealing with less than 80 people, or enough food for muslin, for shtei seudos, which we said was 18 dried figs, or 6 average-sized eggs, when there's a lot of people, when there's 18 or more, we wanted enough for 2 seudos. So, but one of these words said, b'tchilas erev, at the beginning of the erev, b'shash shemenichem as the erev b'tchilo, when they initially place the erev. The way the erevs work is that you do it once a year, and it lasts for the whole year. Lots of times people will use matzah, you know, as the food, because it just doesn't go bad and can sit in a box, you know, in someone's house for 12 months. And then either on Pesach they eat it and start over, or everyone has their own minhag. So this is all, you know, that what we mentioned in Mishnah Ches was b'tchilas erev, b'shash menichem as erev b'tchil, when you initially set up the erev. Aval b'shiyari erev, b'erev shenismai, if the erev goes down in size, people are eating from it or something happens, and shrinks in size from its shear, la'achar k'nitzas ha'shabbos rishona, after the first Shabbos goes by, so then how much do you need, right? Kol shehu. Dying initial amount of kosher is enough if all you have is a minute amount. And veins are closed, you don't have to add more to bring up the shear. Velo amru, and that's only la'arev b'chatzeros, meaning la'achar shekvar nishtatzef mavoi, if you made a shituf in the mavoi. V'nimtza shein kvar tzarech b'erev chatzeros, and you don't have to make an erev chatzeros, meaning the rule is, technically, if you did a shitufim mavos, which permits you to carry in the alleyways, it passes also for the Erev Chatzeros. Meaning, if you just do an Erev Chatzeros, so then yeah, you can carry from your house to the courtyard, and courtyard to the house. But if you do an Erev Mavos, shitufim mavos, you can now carry in the alleyway, and the alleyway to the courtyard. So technically, if you did a Shetuvim Mavoz, you don't really need an Erev Chatzeros. So why would you need to do an Erev Chatzeros if you already did a Shetuvim Mavoz? So they say over here like this. So what they're saying is like this. They're saying is, once you did the Shetuvim Mavoz, and it really passes for the Erev Chatzeros, so why bother with the Erev Chatzeros? There's no need for it, right? So, Elak Dishlo Lashakeh Hasatin Nokos, Shotosh Takach Torah Seiruvi Chatzeros Manatinokos, that children should not forget the whole concept of Erev Chatzeros. Shinim Yodim, they don't know, Vilmar Gishim, they don't feel the Shetuvim of Hamavoy, they don't know the Shetuvim of the Mavoy. So, technically, yes, the Erev Chatzeros allows carrying from courtyard to home. The Shetuvim Mavoz allows carrying from Mavoy to courtyard, and then automatically includes the home. So technically, when you do a Shetuvim Mavoz, you don't really need to do a Erev Chatzeros. But you would still do an Erev Chatzeros in order that children should not forget the laws of Erev Chatzeros, and that you keep it in the family tradition, in the Torah tradition, that you keep on giving over the mitzvah, so they don't forget it. So technically, really, you wouldn't need it once you have a Shetuvim Mavoz, but we're doing it in order that people don't forget this mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros. Okay? And that concludes Mishnah Tas. Oh, and there's one more point that they say over here is Mikan Gami Kilu, and therefore they were, from here we see that we're lenient by Erev Chatzeros to mashur it, to make it kosher, even if the leftovers are just a minute amount, because Ha'al Vashit of Kayim, since the main sheet of is around, so then therefore even by the Erev Chatzeros you can rely on the minute amount. Okay.